Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. I hope you had a wonderful and a restful weekend. I want to talk today about the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Still basking in the rays of the celebration of Pentecost, it's so critical for each one of us who are baptized into Christ to be able to lay hold of the full reality of what's been given to us in our baptism, and being in baptism, being united to the grace of Pentecost, the new life in the Holy Spirit. John, the beloved apostle, in his first letter in the second chapter, verse 20, says, "You have an anointing." He'll even go on to say, "You have no need of a teacher." He doesn't mean that we really don't need teachers to teach us the faith in different ways. But what he's saying to us is that we have the fundamental teacher. We have the grace of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, given to us, who's in part, as Jesus said, is given to us to lead us to all truth. Now, that's the Lord's promise both to the whole church, that he would protect the church would not err in matters of faith and morals, but also the anointing is given to each person so that through the grace and presence of the Holy Spirit, we're able to walk with an insight into light, into God's grace, in knowing who God is and seeing ourselves in light of God. Part of the renewing of the mind that St. Paul exhorts us to live with a transformed way of thinking, is to live with a transformed way of understanding who God is, but also an understanding who we are and what God has done for us. But it always begins with, of course, grasping who is God, what has God done for us, what does that mean, and what can I expect? What kind of life can I come into? The freedom of the sons and daughters of God, the freedom of the Holy Spirit. What can I expect for my own life? So one of the ways to go at it is to understand what's meant by the anointing and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So I want to start with a few things from the Catechism this morning. Paragraph 690 says, Jesus Christ means anointed. Why? Because the Spirit is Jesus's anointing. What does it mean that Jesus is the Christ? That means that he's the Messiah. What does Messiah mean? Messiah means anointed. And to be anointed, and what specifically it meant in the life of Jesus, is that the Holy Spirit was his anointing. Peter the Apostle said, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Paragraph from the Catechism 690 goes on and says, and everything that occurs from the incarnation, when the Spirit of God was on Jesus right at his conception, from the incarnation on derives from this fullness. When Christ is finally glorified, he can in turn send the Spirit from his place with the Father to those who believe in him. He communicates to them his glory. That is, the Holy Spirit communicates to us, people who have received the gift of the Holy Spirit in baptism, the Holy Spirit reveals to us the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a critical thing for us to be able to see and to experience and to believe in. And we can't see it, we can't get there without the help of the Holy Spirit. It literally is the mission of the Holy Spirit to help you and me, to help anyone who's baptized into Christ come and grasp who Jesus is, that he's alive, resurrected from the dead. He's exalted at the right hand of God the Father. And he's entered into the fullness of the glory of God, the fullness that Jesus had with the Father from the beginning, which he emptied himself of, becoming one of us, becoming a servant, humbling himself in order that he could raise us up as a people. Human beings could enter into the glory of the presence of God. Jesus is making it possible for the entry he experienced when he returned to the Father in his ascension and his enthronement at the right hand of the Father, that going right into the heart of the living God, the burning furnace of God's love, the eternal God, human flesh in the person of Jesus has entered into that glory. So Jesus began something completely new. And so what the Holy Spirit, which is poured out for us on the day of Pentecost, the mission of the Spirit then, as with Jesus, the Spirit of God is given to us in baptism. Jesus pours it out in our lives, the Father and the Son, the Spirit that was sent forth from the Father and the Son is given to us. And then we are walking in the grace of the Holy Spirit, which means now we have the anointing share the anointing that belonged to Jesus. And one of the first things the Holy Spirit does is communicate to us with convincing power that Jesus now reigns in glory. And so that's why the early church, the great proclamation that came from the early church is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus is Lord of all. I mean, that's the core proclamation of what the church wants to tell the whole world. Jesus is Lord. Jesus reigns right now. He's at the right hand of God the Father, which means the kingdom of God has been established. It's going forward. The new creation has begun. All of that. And human beings don't come to that on our natural resources. We come to it through the help of the Holy Spirit. The mission of the Spirit is, as the Catechism says here, to communicate to us His glory. And that is the Holy Spirit who glorifies Jesus. That from that time on, the joint mission will be manifested in the children adopted by the Father in the body of His Son. So everyone who's baptized is baptized into Christ. We're the body, He's the head. We're united to Him in the Holy Spirit who makes us one body. We become children of God. You remember John the Apostle said He gave us power to become children of God. He gave us power to become a new creation, to have new life, to enter into God's life, to share the Christ life. And so by the virtue of the fact that Christ actually dwells in us as in a temple, God the Father, God the Son, we're united to them in the Holy Spirit. And so that's the fundamental basis of the anointing of what John is talking about, because the Holy Spirit becomes our teacher. The Holy Spirit helps us see the Father, helps us love the Father through the power of the love of the Spirit that's been poured into us. He manifests the glory of God. He manifests the glory of Jesus to us. And we can see that, and it comes to us in different ways. The fundamental place it often comes is when we're in prayer. And this is why abiding in Christ, as Jesus called us to in John 15, is so critical, to be able to live a life where we're every day, we're paying attention to the Lord, we're talking to Him in just simple ways, we're reading His Word, we're meditating on His Word, we're internalizing what the Word of God says about the Lord, and then what that means for us and the implication of it. Because the more we see the Lord and His glory and His victory and His majesty, the more we see the passion, the white-hot passion of the love of the Father for the Son and the love of the Son for the Father, the love that created all things, when we see that furnace of God's love burning, we come to understand through the gift of the Holy Spirit that that's how God loves us. And we come into that awareness with real experiential knowledge and conviction in our hearts, and we believe it. That's where human beings enter into a transformed way of thinking and a transformed way of experiencing life. We begin to see our value, the precious value of a human life, of my life, of your life, and what God thinks about us. That's what elevates us. If we see His passion for us, our passion for Him will grow. And the things of God will grow. Our taste for the things of God, our desire for the things of God, our ability to receive in and walk in the things of God, to be able to love like the Lord loved. And the fruits of the Holy Spirit begin to emerge in us as we're living and abiding in the Lord. So Jesus said to us very clearly, you know, that you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. He's chosen us for what? To become His brothers and His sisters. He's chosen us to be saved. He's chosen us to come into the life of the Father and the Son. He's chosen to give us what belongs to Him. And now as the second Adam, as one of our race, He can give to us what we don't have on our own resources. And He's bringing us into the life that He shared from all eternity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's that life that He chooses us for. And He said, if you come and respond to that calling I'm giving you, and you live in and you pay attention to the Holy Spirit who's dwelling in you, He's here to encourage you, to give you consolation, to give you wisdom, to give you insight, to manifest the greatness and the majesty of Jesus. He said, if you want that, if you thirst for that, if you hunger for that, you ask the Holy Spirit to help you and you read my word, Jesus said. And this word, God's word, it's scripture, is God breathed. It's the Spirit of God himself. So the Spirit speaking to us, what the Spirit wants us to know and what the Lord wants us to know for the sake of our salvation. And a key part of that is to be able to see Christ and to fall ever more deeply in love with him so that we come into a different kind of relationship, one that's rooted in trust and surrender and confidence in him, and one that helps us lay hold of our fundamental dignity as sons and daughters of God. So again, this paragraph in the Catechism says from that time on is when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. It said, this joint mission between Jesus and the Holy Spirit, between now us and the Holy Spirit, each one of us, this joint mission will be manifested in the children adopted by the Father in the body of his Son. This is what the Father wants for every human being. The question is every human being going to open themselves up to it? He wants you to share in the intimacy and the conversation and the prayer and the obedience and the outpouring of God's grace and the voice of God, just the way Jesus did when he was on earth. That's why Jesus spent so much time in prayer. I was reading a quote the other day where it said, Jesus was not so much a man of action who occasionally took time to pray. He was a man of great contemplation who lived with the Father, lived with the presence of the Father, lived daily in conversation with the Father, who occasionally, in a very purposeful way, entered into direct action. And so he's the model for us, and this is what he's calling us into. That's what he means by abiding. And so that each day, we know we begin the day with the awareness that we are ourselves a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. I mean, you might wake up, you know, in the morning, you don't feel great. You got a lot of negative thoughts in your mind. You're struggling, and all the problems in life that you're facing can grip you. C.S. Lewis said they come rushing at you first thing in the morning like a herd of horses. And it's easy to come under that and the weight of that and start getting into, you know, a negative way of thinking about yourself, about life. And it steals hope and confidence. And so the key is you get up, first thing is to begin remembering who God is, welcoming the Lord, welcome the Holy Spirit, and then remember who you are. You are a temple of the living God. Jesus has made it that way. God the Father's plan is unfolding in your life so that, like Jesus, you could live with the Father daily. You can speak to him. You can enjoy his presence. You can follow his promptings that the Holy Spirit gives. You can hear, listen for words of inspiration, words of encouragement, and to make sure to take up each day aspects of the Word of God that speak directly about who you are. It's so important for us to get God's storyline about who we are rather than to live with whatever storyline the devil may be writing for us or whatever storyline that we carry through life because of painful, difficult experiences or habit patterns of sin that have led us to negative ways of looking at ourselves and things. So Jesus wants to lift us out of that. You have an anointing from the Holy Spirit, which is the power and the presence of God to lift you out of that. But the way out is to grab hold of the Lord each day and to talk to him and to take his word into your heart because he's talking directly to you. And those words are living words that will bring transformation to your heart and to your soul. Let's do it together. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.